We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Thursday, everybody. One more day for normal people. Farmers work 7 days a week, ranchers 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's a beautiful day out there. It's hot. Actually, right now, according to the Mesonet, 93 degrees. At Buffalo is the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma. And it's also home of, I forgot his name. My bad. He's the big shot. He's our state climatologist. I can't believe it. I forgot his name. How did I do that? It happens when you get old. Let's check out some other temperatures. 90 degrees at Slap Out, 93 at Buffalo, 88 at the May Ranch, 82 at La Homa. 86 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 87 at Hollis, 82 at Hobart, out here in the panhandle of Texas. 88 at Lipscomb, 88 at Miami, 88 at Wellington, 92 at Childress, and 86 at Odell. Later on the show, third and fourth segment, I'm going to have Andy Holloway with the Texas A&M AgriLife out of Hemp Hill County. On with me, we're going to be talking about the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference coming up here in about, not too far away, less than 2 weeks. And I'm just going to let you guys know right now, if you've never been to the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference, you need to go. Even if it's just for a day, but you'll have a lot more fun going both days. That's one of the best conferences that I've ever attended. It's everything, the vendors, everything is right there. They have awesome speakers. There's a lot of good folks there, ranchers from all over the Texas and Kansas and the Oklahoma, all three of those states there. And it's just, I don't know how to explain it. The only thing I can tell you, you just need to go. The food is just bad to the bone. Of course, we're eating beef. And you just need to plan to go. It's coming up here, not next week, but the following week, and we'll talk more about that coming on later in the show. Well, yesterday, it was state tournament day for the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Scholastic shooting going on that they put on at El Reno. And I'm just going to rattle off some of the stuff that happened. Boise City, however you want to say it, out of the panhandle are the state champions. Merritt's runner-up state champions and Woodward come in third. So congratulations to all those teams. Some individual stuff. Let's see here. Senior female state champion is Allie Earls from Navajo. And Addison Darling from Merritt was second. She was runner-up in the senior females. And then some other honorable mentions. Caton Wood from Sayre was second, junior female. And Bo Patton from Woodward was second senior. And I'm sorry, the print on their printout on the deal was really fine print and just a little bit blurry. And this guy's last name, and maybe somebody's listening can help me out. Case somebody, K-A-S-E, from Navajo was third in the seniors males. And I'm sorry, I just couldn't read the last name, so I'm not going to make anything up. So congratulations to all these kids that were participated in that yesterday. There was three targets separating the state champions from the runner-ups between Boise City and Merritt. So congratulations to all those kids. All right. I see a lot of people swathing hay down. Just yesterday was the first time I announced it on the show, but here at Camrock, in Elk City, there on South Main Street, next to Fred's, they are now a dealer for King Harvest Master Hay Wrap, the ones that Midwest down in here on Main Street used to stock there for lots of farmers around here. So get your hay wrap down there at Kimrock and go in there, and Brock and all the people, he's got a good set of people working for him in there. So go in there and buy your hay wrap and play Let's Make a Deal with Monty. What's behind each curtain? He might make you a deal on some wrap. You never know. Go check it out down there at Kimrock. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Wheat futures were higher in overnight trading amid unfavorable weather in several growing areas globally. Extremely dry weather is expected in the U.S. Southern Plains throughout the rest of the week. Red flag warnings, an indicator of extremely dry weather, have been issued for parts of Kansas and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandle. And I was just looking at that just a minute ago. The whole, most of all the Texas panhandle and Oklahoma panhandle are under a red flag warning, but also a big part of northwestern Oklahoma, including Roger Mills County, Ellis, Harper, Woods, Alfalfa, Woodward, Major, and Dewey County are all under a red flag warning. And actually, I looked at it yesterday, and Texas County, they're in the panhandle, Texas, or Oklahoma panhandle, is now under a burn ban for that county there. Texas County is in a burn ban now. So that's the only county in the state of Oklahoma that has a burn ban going. All right, back to what we were talking about. Little precipitation has fallen in the southern plains in the past month, leaving fields of recently emerged winter wheat without water. About 47% of the U.S. winter crop was in good or excellent condition at the start of the week, down from 48% a week earlier and 55% during the same week last year, according to the Department of Agriculture in a report. 8% of the crop was headed, about 5%, that's up from 5% the week prior to that. In the Black Sea region, limited rainfall over the weekend will allow moisture levels for wheat to decline, said Don Kenning, ag meteorologist for Maxar. Precipitation in parts of north central Europe will give crops a boost, though more rain is needed to offset recent dry weather, he said. Wheat futures for May delivery was up 2¾ cents to 563¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures added 5¾ pennies to 578 a bushel. Corn futures fell 0.75 cents to 491 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery was up 1½ cents to 1051¾ a bushel. Soy meal gained $1 to 305.20 a short ton, and soy oil dropped 0.01 cents to 47.99 cents a pound. According to successful farming, egg placements in incubators in the 7 days that ended last Friday rose narrowly year over year, according to data from the Ag Department. Hatcheries placed 250.2 million eggs in incubators, up slightly from the same week last year and about and above the 249.8 million set a week earlier. Average hatchability was at 79%. So 8 out of 10 eggs basically hatch. Alabama had the highest number of broiler-type eggs, set at 35.3 million, followed by Georgia at 34.4 million. According to the USDA, Arkansas was a distant third at 26.2 million. About 192 million broiler-type chicks were placed into meat production in the 7 days that ended April 12th. That's up from 191.4 million the previous week. Since the start of the year, placements have totaled 2.87 billion chickens. That's a lot of chickens. That's up 1% from the same time frame last year. Georgia led in the placements at 26.5 million, Alabama 24.1 million, and Arkansas 20.9 million. This all according to the USDA and its chicken report. What I'm going to call it. All right, weather from the National Weather Service, what they're saying, red flag warnings have been issued for a large chunk of land spanning from eastern Arizona, north and east into Texas, Oklahoma, and half of Kansas, according to the National Weather Service. Winds today in Texas and Oklahoma panhandles will be sustained 25 to 40 with gusts up to 55. Humidity will fall as low as 4%, and that is just ripe for fire conditions. So everybody be careful out there. In central Kansas, winds will gust up to 45 and humidity will fall at around 10%. Any fires that develop will be have the potential to spread very rapidly. Then we go a little bit to the northeast. They got frost advisories in Ohio. Thunderstorms will move in area late tomorrow in that area. And the weather keeps changing around our area. We was down to less than a half per inch yesterday. Now we're back up to 8/10. And then I seen a report that just come out about 45 minutes ago. For the next 10 days, there's a potential of 3 to 5 inches of rain for all western Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle. So we'll see what happens. I don't think they know. I don't think this Gulf moisture, they don't know what's going on. So it's all a prediction anyway. All right, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Let's take that break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 14th. 1,204 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 429 brought 420. 3 at 473 brought 395. 25 at 608 brought 360. 46 at 807 brought 275. 27 at 860 brought 265. 20 at 982 brought 254. 4 head of heifers at 366 brought 432.50. 8 at 430 brought 365. 7 at 545 brought 335. 6 at 643 brought 298. 4 at 788 brought 260. 36 at 844 brought 247.75. 10 at 1123 brought 199. Butcher cows were 80 to 164. Butcher bulls brought 110 to 193. Bred cows were 1100 to 2825. Pairs brought 1525 to 2750. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed. Or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
One of the purposes of the FFA is to teach high school students the principles of successful farming. But FFA also serves as a training ground for civic leaders through speech contests, community improvement projects, and leadership camps. Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Leaders aren't born, they're made. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre loves how FFA creates leaders every day.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's your ag weather update for the panhandle of Texas. Canadian, Texas, home of the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. 90 degrees, heat index is 86, humidity's 10%, dew point's 26. The winds are out of the southwest at 23, wind gust up to 28. Peak wind gust today so far, 43 miles per hour. 29 one-hundredths of an inch so far this month. Red flag minutes today, 8 minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 66 degrees. All right, let's see what our current market is doing. Let me refresh it. When I looked at it when I come up here a while ago, it wasn't too shabby. Wasn't a lot of red on there. How's that? All right, May corn, 484, down a quarter. July's 491, down a quarter. Soybeans for May, 1035, down 3 1/4. July, 1047, also down 3 1/4. Soybean meal, May, 295, down 170. July, 302.50, down 170. May, soybean oil, 47.89, up 41. And what's wheat doing? Hard red winter wheat, May, 559, up 1 1/4. And July's unchanged at 572. Cotton's up above 67 cents for the first time in a long time for July. 67.12, up 75. And oil out of West Texas, May, 64.66, up 219. Natural gas, May, 325, up 7. And looks like the S&P and NASDAQ's in the green, Dow's in the red, and man, here we go. Cattle just unreal. April lives 209.25, up 217. June 203.60, up 152. Feeders for April 293.32, up 337. May is 286.42, up 202. And August is 290.65, up 120. Lean hogs, May 90.47, up 32. June is 98.17, up 22. Well, the old penny news, fresh off the press, the new one's out today. Check it out. And I was looking in there, and on my bull calendar, bull and female sale calendar, there's one left, and that's the Southwest. It's the 7th annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale. It's this Saturday, April 19th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility there in Chickasha. You can go to page 8 on the Penny News and find their big ad in there. They are selling, looks like, 112 lots, including 100 bulls and 12 females. And that's coming up this Saturday. Bull sales are getting really thin. If you ain't got your bull yet, like somebody I know down there at Sentinel, you better get after it and go on there. And then I was looking back on the Today in Ag segment in the front of the Penny News here. I just want to brag on this deal. So Farmers Union Co-op here in Elk City, they got an ad in here on the DuraCore herbicide, the Unigraze pasture weed and feed. And you guys should try this out. It's a one-pass deal. I don't think it's dry or and liquid on some of it. And they've done one of my landlord's pastures with this the last 2 years. And it's they do a good job. So get a hold of them down there at the Farmers Union Co-op for that DuraCore herbicide mixed with the fertilizer. And it works. It works really good, and they do a good job applying it. So check them out down there at the Elk City Co-op. What is Jerry Nine got to say? Oh, he's talking about tariffs. Let's check this out. Tariffs. Most on the left are screaming, "What an idiot." And quite a few on the right are saying, "I support what the president is doing as long as it doesn't affect my pocketbook." Well, guess what? You've never made big changes on trade that doesn't disrupt the markets. China is the master on manipulation and ruthless when it comes to his own people, in my opinion. Look on the back of every item in your house, or if you go shop this week, see how many items say made in China. I couldn't agree with you more there. I'm not against that country, but I'm against a country that uses his people as slaves that control the world market. As for Mexico and Canada, I say get control of drugs and fentanyl coming into the United States and illegals, and let's get back to normal. It's not that the people of these countries are bad. It's about the influence of gangs. I, too, do not want to take less for my cattle, as I have several fat cattle to sell in the next month and a half. There you go. Straight from Jerry Nines. One other thing here. Let's check out the reports from Beaver Stockyard, Beaver County Stockyards there in Beaver, Oklahoma. From Tuesday sale, they had 2,734 head. And I have to scroll through this report and make it out for myself. So you guys just bear with me. On bred heifers, looks like they sold for average weight 816, 164.09 per hundred weight. They were bringing around $1,400 according to this report. Bulls, 109 head, average weight 1324, average price 189.06, 250403 per head. Big seller was, there was a big boy in there. 2,530 pounds, brought $1.76. $44.52.80 is what that bull brought. On the bull calves, they had 84 head of bull calves weighing 404, average price $362.90, $1,465.92 a head. They had one that weighed 645, or three that weighed 645. 310 per hundred weight, 50 cents shy of 2,000 apiece. Cows, where's the bottom of it? There they are. They had 298 head of cows. 1154 was their average weight, 167.88 average price, $1,937.74 per head. Heifer calves, 218 head of those, average weight 312, average price 399. $1,244.50 per head, and the big seller was one that weighed $695. Yeah, $695 brought $236 at $1,640. Heifer yearlings, let's get down to there. There they go. 576 head, average weight $731, $264.85 per hundred weight, $1,935.68 per head. Pairs, they got some pairs. They had 29 pairs there that averaged $23.75 per pair. Big seller was $34.25 for one pair weighing 1304. Sorry, that was kind of confusing. My bad. Steer calves, 159 head, average weight. $325 average price, $449.47, $1,462 per head. Let's see what the littlest one brought. Are kind of down there in the littlest one. There was 25 steer calves, weighed 259, brought $569.06, $25 shy, $1,500 per head for a 259, for 25 of them, 259. So congratulations, whoever sold those. Yearling steers, last but not least, they had 1,228 head, average weight 832, average price $279.84, $2,328.87 per head. Let's see what the big seller was for the fun of it. Whoa, there we go. They had some that was weighing 1,159, brought 240, 2,780.64 per head. That was a lot of them above 2,500 for those eight weights and above. Interesting. There you have it. Okay, what else we got going on? I guess that's it. Let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When we come back, I'm going to have Mr. Andy Holloway with the Texas A&M AgriLife out of Hemp Hill County, Texas. Canadian to be exact. And we're going to be talking about the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference coming up here in less than 2 weeks. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine, so it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
We have accountants that work there, so if you have accounting questions, we can always ask that. We have people that have been there for 35 years, and so they've been in banking a long time, so they can always answer questions. There's a lot of information that's available at First National that is not available at other banks. It's very convenient. We can do a lot of things same day. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The 2025 Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas is celebrating 10 big years, providing prime opportunities to learn, network, and socialize with producers from around the country. Get your tickets today for the conference, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 29th and 30th. Just Google Hemp Hill Beef Cattle Conference, go to the website, see the agenda, speakers, sponsors, and get your tickets today. See you in Canadian.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Slap out America. Lacey Swope's favorite town to drive through in the panhandle of Oklahoma. 92 degrees, feels like 87. Dew point's 23, and that humidity's way down there now. 8%. Winds are out of the west southwest at 25, with gusts up to 36 currently. No rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 65 degrees. Sunset at 8:16. Blowing dust at 95 today. Tonight, breezy still and 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. The winds will be switching out of the west and be coming out of the north, northeast. It's just going to cool down with a high 73 tomorrow. Well, on the phone with me right now is one of my favorite people from the Texas Panhandle, Andy Holloway with Texas A&M AgriLife out of Hemp Hill County. Hola.
Jimmy.
What?
Jimmy, hello. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. I can hear you well the way we got it set up right now. Andy, welcome to the show today. And again, thanks for you guys there with Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife, being a sponsor of the show. But I don't know if you heard, but earlier I was in the show, I was bragging on that beef conference is one of the best conferences about beef that I've ever attended. So I just want to brag on you guys.
Jimmy, I appreciate it. This, as you know, is our 10th anniversary. We're celebrating 10 years of this conference. And when I started it back in 2015, we had 85 people at that first conference. And fast forward to 2024, this last year, we had 850 people from 26 different states. And for this 25 conference, our theme this year, Jimmy, is Happy Days Are Here Again. We're celebrating these historically high beef cattle markets, the rain that's on the way, and the good way of life that we have here in America because of all of our ranchers and our farmers that own cows, and the way of life that we love and cherish through this part of the world. And it's just a real special time to live in life, and it's a real special place to live in the area, Jimmy, that we call home. And so, anyway, I want to invite all your listeners out to the conference. I used to have this friend, Jimmy, up in Wyoming. He says, if you'll come to see me, we'll treat you so many different ways, you're bound to like one of them. And so that's the way the beef conference is. We feed people good. We've got 122 trade show exhibitors this year, including Capital Farm Credit as our title sponsor. And, Jimmy, we have the best presentations. Because of our trade show sponsors, I'm able to bring some of the best speakers to address critical issues that are facing ranchers and beef cattle producers, landowners, citizens, to Canadian, Texas, our little town right out in the middle of the prairie that is actually the home now of a national beef cattle event. Jimmy, time will tell, but it's looking like we may have 1,000 people for the conference this year.
Oh, that's awesome. And I didn't get to go to last year's, but I did get to go to the year before, and that was my first time attending that conference, and I was actually, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what I was expecting when I went there, because I love the town of Canadian, Texas, but I was caught way off guard from the amount of vendors you had there, and the attendance and people listening to your speakers. You had some great speakers. I think, who was there the year before last? Was that Mr. Duck Dynasty? Was that the year before last?
It was. We had Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty as our keynote speaker, and Willie did a great job.
Oh, my gosh.
I really enjoyed his presentation.
Yes. No, I was standing up because I was kind of trying to do my little job as my in my ag deal, but I was standing up back there, and you couldn't have heard a pin drop in that. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop in that deal. Everybody was just listening to him. He's just like you and me. He's down to earth, and he's got a pretty good sense of humor to him too. But he's serious about business, about everything. And it was
really
awesome.
Really is.
Well, let's talk a little bit about last year. Was not one of the best years for the Texas Panhandle, and I want to thank you and the people that were helping you in Canadian, Texas, to ramrod the stuff from, if I get it right, the Stonehouse Creek fire, and the largest wildfire ever in the state of Texas, and it affected parts of Oklahoma too. All I want to tell you is, Andy, thanks for your dedication to your job, and thanks for caring about the people that was in that wildfire, because, you supplied us a lot of hay that we delivered to people out there. And I seen a really sad look on, of course we're going to be sad. Our ranch just burned up. We lost some cattle and stuff. But last year, that fire, the looks on some of the ranchers and their wives, or the female ranchers, everybody, it just had a different look to it.
Jimmy, it was a devastating time. That Smokehouse Creek fire, as you said, right there in Hemphill County, Canadian, and then our sister county to the west, Roberts County, Miami, Texas is the county seat. Our two counties, Hemphill and Roberts, where over 900,000 acres of that 1.1 million that burned. And Jimmy, we lost thousands of head of mother cows. Most of those cows were just beginning to have their calves. And so those ranchers really lost two head instead of one.
Yes.
And then we had thousands of miles of fences that were destroyed. And right there in Canadian, you know, the fire came up into town, and we had homes all around the periphery of the town, especially on the south and east sides of town. We lost 53 homes. Out on some ranches, we lost some historic ranch homes that had been there for decades and decades. And, you know, when you have something that devastating, it challenges your resiliency and your way of thinking about what does the future hold. And I can attest to you, thanks to people from around the nation, thanks to great communicating sources like you, Jimmy, and this station, people came to our rescue. And Jimmy, I'm still dealing with it. I have people calling me wanting still to do things. And the goodness and the greatness of America should never, ever be questioned. For people that think that we've lived our best days, I can tell you that we haven't. Our best days are still ahead. I witnessed thousands of loads of hope that came to our people over and over and over, and then volunteers like you, Jimmy, and your family, and many, many people, hundreds of people that came to help out literally for months. And it has changed my life forever. Jimmy, I've been the county agent there in Canadian Hemp Hill County for about 12 and a half years now, and that was my fourth wildfire that I'd been through in that county. And I never dreamed, first of all, that I'd be doing the things in the role of my office that we wound up doing. And then, Jimmy, I never dreamed in my whole life that, I can't even hardly say it, that God would put me in a place where I could have a critical role in helping people recover their life and their way of life. And it's been life-changing for me personally.
Yep, me too. I told you my story.
Yes, and it's a great testimony that you have. And there's so much of that, and we are so thankful. And, Jimmy, that's one of the reasons on the Beef Conference this year, we came up with the theme, Happy Days Are Here Again. And it is happy days because we survived and we're still recovering. We've still got a long ways to go to get over that wildfire and the effect of it. But, Jimmy, there's a lot of hope, and there's people that are dreaming again. And with the drought since the wildfire, it's made it hard for our rangeland to recover. But people that were able to hang on to some cattle, they're enjoying the best beef cattle prices in the history of the business. So there's a lot of positives and a lot of good things. But, Jimmy, all the people from around the nation, including our home area here, that did their part to serve and to lead and to help our people make it to another day, all I can say is I just know when they get to heaven, the Lord's going to have a special jewel for their crown. And that includes you. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. No, really, thank you very much because I called it the Hay Pentagon when you walked into the feed store at Canadian. It was like the Pentagon in there. You guys had so much going on, but it was organized, and we got hay to a lot of people that I had never got to meet before, and I delivered hay to some people that we had delivered before the wildfire before that, and it was just different last year, just because it was so big, I guess. I'm not sure, but, you know, that lady that lives out there on County Road Oh, no, I'm going to get my county roads wrong. I think it's 26 or 27. I'll just call her Rancher Deb. How's that? We'll go with that. Man, when we pulled up there with them 6-7 trailer loads of hay for her, and she's standing out there, and she's a pretty good-sized widow woman. And I'm not talking about around. I'm talking tall. And she was out there just bawling, and I was the first one there, and I'm like, really? And she gave me a big old bear hug and said she couldn't believe that we was bringing hay to her. And it was just, you know, we dumped the hay and we said a prayer after we left. And she wanted to give us money and wouldn't take no for an answer. And we ended up donating that money to a fireman over here on the Oklahoma side that been over in Texas fighting just as many fires in Oklahoma to his kids, because he lost his life just shortly before that wildfire. And there was just so many things going on with that that was just, it wasn't coincidental. I think it was meant to be.
Yes, Jimmy. You know, in our faith, we have to believe that all things for those that believe in Christ Jesus, who we're going to celebrate his resurrection this coming Sunday as we celebrate Easter. But for those that are believers, he uses all things for his good and glory. And I've seen that in action now for about 15 months. As people have responded and cared and loved and helped out. And, you know, Jimmy, I had an old rancher. I hardly even know this guy. He actually lives in the county next to us. But he was in the cattle exchange one day when my wife and I were having Sunday lunch after church. And he and his wife were in a booth. I didn't even know they were there. But just as we had been served, he and his wife were leaving. They had finished their lunch. And he walked up and he put his hand on my shoulder. And he couldn't say a word, but tears were flowing down his cheeks. He was trying to say thank you. And you know, that's just something I'll never forget. He's kind of a crusty old guy, but you know what? This all the things that people did for folks like him that lost so much, those people will never be forgotten by those ranchers. And anyway, he's a great guy, and I consider him my friend. And you know, it's amazing some of those stories.
Oh yeah, there's so many stories come out of there. And my old buddy over there at Shattuck, Randy Hawley, he was doing the same thing you guys were doing there at Canadian. We were delivering to both sides of the state line from one state to the other. It didn't matter. Hey, and there was stuff coming in with you guys to donate, and then, you know, people trying to figure out if they had any cattle left or finding the, you know, having to go put the cattle down out of their misery. It's just a deal, and I'm sure it was a major topic at the conference last year there in Canadian. You know, I'm sure the old spirits wasn't just quite what they normally are, but Randy, if you got Andy, if you got a minute, I need to take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about some of the speakers you got coming this year, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. I'd be glad to, Jimmy.
Okay, we're going to take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update for southwestern Oklahoma, and we'll be talking to Andy Holloway with the Texas A&M AgriLife out of Hemphill County, Texas. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Save money on tools and filters you need right now at Napa. The Napa tool and filter sale continues through April 19th. I don't have enough time to give you the specifics about all the deals and the money you'll save. For that, look at Facebook and search Napa Western Oklahoma. But I can tell you that this sale at their Elk City store includes name brand tools and equipment like Milwaukee and Carlisle. Find what you need for what you drive and find it on sale right now.
It's the Napa Tool and Filter Sale through April 19th on West 3rd Street in Elk City.
Join the KECO Roadshow for Cheyenne Arapahoe Pioneer Days, April 18th and 19th in Hammond, Oklahoma. Friday night is gospel singing at the Community Fellowship Church at 6 p.m. Then on Saturday, enjoy delicious pancake breakfast from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Firehouse. Participate in the half marathon at 7:45 a.m. and the 5K fun run at 9 a.m. Arts and crafts, quilt show, and a flea market starting at 9 a.m. Games in the park, beard contest, and a free carnival from 10 to 2. Watch the parade at 10:30 a.m. on Main Street, then feast on free barbecue in the park at noon. Catch the rodeo at 5 p.m., the fireworks at 9 p.m., then dance the night away with the Ouachita River Boys at the Firehouse at 9:30 p.m. For more info, visit Cheyenne Arapahoe Pioneer Days on Facebook, The Penny News, or contact Brenda Archer at 580-821-1069, or Cheryl Ivey at 799-0467, or Dolan Ivey at 799-2318. Cheyenne Arapahoe Pioneer Days, April 18th and 19th in Hammond, Oklahoma. Come and enjoy the festivities.
If you've been thinking about buying a new mower, now's the time to save. DJ's Rental and Sales in Elk City is offering $600 off any Hustler Raptor Series mower during the Hustler Spring Sales event going on now through the end of May. Or choose up to $1,000 off select Cub Cadet Ultimate Series mowers during their Ultimate Sales event going on April 3rd through May 15th. Now's the time to save at DJ's Rental and Sales on South Main in Elk City. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Granite, Oklahoma, 88 degrees. Dew point's 54, humidity's 32. The winds are out of the southwest at 15 currently right now. No rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average, 4-inch bare. Soil temperature, 66. Sunset at 11. Breezy and 98 today. Breezy and 64 tonight. Check this out. 30% chance of severe thunderstorms tomorrow and 86 for a high. Well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. Andy Holloway. He is the big director for Texas A&M AgriLife out of Hemp Hill County, out of Canadian. And we're talking about the 10th annual Hemp Hill County Beef Conference coming up here on the 29th and 30th. We got a big ad in the Penny News right now. What page is that on? I don't even know. What page are we on? It's on page 10. There's a big ad. Got all the information into going. Andy, thanks again for taking out time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys are getting ready for this 10th annual conference. Let's talk about some of the speakers you got coming.
Well, Jimmy, thanks again. Appreciate all you do for agriculture. And on Tuesday, April the 29th, there at Jones Pavilion, we'll start off with Cattle Facts. A gentleman named Troy Applehands. Troy's been at every one of our conferences except
and
for the
very good,
first
and
one.
He's good.
And he is double good. Jimmy, it's worth the price of the ticket. times 10 just to get the information he'll offer.
Yes, sir.
Then after the Cattle Facts presentation, this one is very valuable. It's Matt Makins. Matt is one of the world's greatest scientific meteorological climatologists. Those are all big words. He is going to tell us about our weather and what to expect, short-term and long-term. Are we in La Nina? Do we have El Nino in the future? We're going to be normal. That's real important to how we can stock our pastures or maybe rebuild or things that we need to know about. So that's pretty critical information. We're going to have a presentation this year by John Stidka, who is the president and CEO of Certified Angus Beef out of Wooster, Ohio. John is literally responsible for the leadership that Certified Angus Beef has literally changed the whole beef industry over the last 20 years. He is an icon in the beef cattle business. It's such a privilege to have him and the caliber person he is and professional he is at the Beef Cattle Conference.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have a panel discussion, Jimmy, with John Stidka, with Ben Weinheimer, who is the president and CEO of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, with Robbie Kirkland, who owns a feed yard and is the chairman of TCFA, and then Robbie's wife, Amy Kirkland, is on the board of the Texas Beef Council. So those people as panelists will be talking about what's the next 5 and 10 years going to look like for cow-calf producers in the beef cattle business. I predict and think there's going to be some takeaways out of that are going to help people really manage their business going forward. One thing I want to mention is we'll have brisket and the best barbecue that you about ever put in your mouth for lunch that day on April 29th, and then that evening, that Tuesday evening, thanks to Certified Angus Beef, we're having CAB prime rib prepared by Master Chef Milton Cook right there at the Cattle Exchange in Canadian.
Oh, boy.
The next day on... Yeah, that's right. Lick your chops, Jimmy.
I was.
The next day, though, we're going to have... steaks right off the grill that Milton's going to have, Kansas City strip steaks. We're going to have a couple of presentations on artificial intelligence. A lot of people are scared about artificial intelligence because they don't understand it. And we've got some ranchers and cow-calf producers that are using it, and that's going to be a very insightful couple of presentations, including a panel that we're having. With that, Jimmy, one of the things that people talk about our Beef Cattle Conference is our keynote speaker that we have every year.
Yep.
As you know, we've had Sarah Huckabee Sanders, we've had Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and we talked about Willie Robertson a while ago. This year, we switched gears a little bit. The guy that we're bringing in doesn't necessarily have a name that people would recognize. But I'm promising you, when Dan Owolabi from Wooster, Ohio speaks and you hear it, you'll never forget his name again, and you'll never forget the inspirational message that he's going to bring to each and every person that attends. Dan is an amazing man. He's so excited about this conference. He's bringing his whole family, his two daughters and his wife, to Canadian. Dan just wrote a book called Authentic Leadership, and it's been the number one best-selling book on Amazon, their list. And so he is an amazing author, but he's even a greater speaker, and he's a great Christian man that speaks on servant leadership. And I think that people are really going to be moved and inspired by his presentation. We're going to celebrate 10 years of the Beef Conference. We're going to have some presentations about what all we've achieved in the past 10 years through this Beef Cattle Conference that have been great take-home messages and things that people could use when they went back home from the conference year after year. And then the other thing that we're going to get into, Jimmy, is we're going to really get into some pasture and range management strategies as we go through this drought and things that we need to do, you know, as we prepare for 2026 and 2027 as it regards this beef cattle market. So there's a lot of balls in the air and a lot of really good speakers. I can promise you that the 122 trade show exhibitors are going to have some of the greatest technology and services and products. So it's a great focus on the cow-calf industry through those trade show exhibitors. It's going to be a lot of fun to be at the Beef Conference this Tuesday and Wednesday, April 29th and 30th, right there at Jones Pavilion in Canadian, Texas.
Boy, you timed that just right, because I just ran out of time. And we'll have a guest, on next week, talk about what's coming up. Andy, I want you to have a great day, and thanks for coming on.
Jimmy, you're the best. Thanks for all you do for agriculture.
All right, thank you. That's it, folks. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Woo, done. Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Friday night at the dance. That's what country's